I just woke up too.
I just woke up, Josh. You just woke up too. But I'm 4 hours
Yeah.
ahead of you.
Yeah, I literally set an alarm and I'm cranky still.
I'm delirious and haven't been caffeinated yet.
I'm drinking coffee right now, but it's too hot to drink, but I'm still trying to get it down so that I can perform.
How did you? I thought you hated or off coffee.
How
So
long
that's.
was I off coffee when you visited?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Well, times have changed. I love coffee. I always have. If I was off coffee, it was only to impress Vic.
Wow. Named her. Idiot.
No, I think I was off coffee right before I met her, and then I
We're
kept it going.
recording.
Oh, shit. Starting with the names right off the bat.
Do I need to stop this?
No, I think right before I met my ex, I had quit everything in life. Weed, coffee, everything. And
Judaism.
then built it back into my life and everything else.
One tefillin wrap at a time.
That I've quit.
Oh, you quit. You're such a fucking
I
quitter.
hated that.
Yeah, I need coffee in the morning. Bad.
Yeah.
It's
What
so
did you do
good.
last night?
I just stayed up using my freaking phone. I'm trying to get off my phone on well, it's the end of the week too, so I slept a little bit, I guess. I'm trying to get off my phone on the Sabbath, but damn, is it hard. It's like I vacillate between wanting to use my, like I say, oh, I use my phone. It helps, like I relax. Like once a week, I'll check all these garbage videos and do a bunch of dumb shit on my phone, you know?
Through what? Through LinkedIn?
No, it's really funny. Fuck you. No, I watch shit on YouTube and Twitter.
YouTube and Twitter are the two things that I never touch. What are you watching on YouTube? How to build a shed?
No, what? Like YouTube feeds me a lot of like male videos.
Like how to
Like,
grow your hair back?
no, more like how to be like masculine. I don't know how to describe it. Like, I want to pull it up right now.
Yeah. Like what's appropriate in our society for masculinity trends or traits?
It's kind of like, or like success stuff, you know, like do this. Here's your best habits, man.
Did you always love that masculine self-help? You're the
I
one that
know.
introduced the game to us.
Well, that's not what that is, really. If
Well, that's
you,
how it starts, and then you
well, if you
mature.
read it like a fucking idiot, then yeah.
You think people are reading the game wrong?
Well, people read, I read it as a youth to try to pick up chicks. It's like kind of not what it's about. It's about this guy being a complete piece of shit and getting into the world of complete pieces of shit. And then that guy has written several other books about how he had multiple like mental breakdowns and sex addiction and all this stuff. Did you know that?
No, but I saw in our friend thread, I saw that somebody had sent a video of like Dan Bilzerian doing the exact same thing. He was like talking about how after he was famous and after he had banged like thousands of women, he got therapy and like healed himself.
What do you think about that? Like easy for that. It's like easy for someone who's really rich to be like, yeah, man, money doesn't matter. That's what I hear when I see that shit. I'm like, well, you guys already did it. Like, shouldn't everybody have a chance to bang 1,000 models and then decide to be monogamous?
It's funny that from that your read on it or your takeaway is money doesn't matter. The thing
Not
that they
money. I was using that as a analogy, Josh.
Okay.
I then went back to the chicks, the women, the models.
Yeah, I agree. I think that if you were like fat, poor, and ugly, then haven't banged a lot of people, you would still want that experience.
Not a lot of people. We're talking about let's say 1,000 models.
I think he claims like 20,000 or some crazy number. Which, by the way, like, what calculation? Did he keep tally? Like,
he has
what
multiple
happened?
People at the same time, Josh.
Yeah. You know what really happened? I think his dick got soft.
You go
that's all
on.
There is, that's all there is to it. And then he was like, I found God. I found my therapist. I found humility. It's like, your dick got soft, buddy.
I mean, that is true, right? Like, your dick gets soft with the meaningless? Or...
Oh, I meant with age.
Oh.
I think he just got older and then was like, oh, you know what? Life's meaningful. And it's like, dude, you were forced into that perspective.
Well, hard-hitting words from Josh towards Dan Bilzerian. I hope this doesn't go viral.
Your lips to Dan Bilzerian's ears.
I think it's funny about dick getting soft because it does it at the edges of the barbell of the bell curve or whatever. It's like, you know that meme with the guy who's like dumb? It's a bell curve meme. I'm gonna put it in this as the picture of this episode. It's like your dick gets soft, or your dick is hard at the variety of like random new people and new sexual experiences, and then your dick is hard at love, and then everything in between is soft. Am I making any sense here?
No, you suck without coffee.
Well, then why don't you take the lead for once, you fucking JG?
Have we talked about my crush on this podcast? I know I've talked to you about it.
Go ahead.
I have a crush.
Hiking? Outdoor activity?
I have a crush in my home, in my town, in my small little community.
Oh, good.
And I've had a crush on this person for years. And the only other person that I've had a crush on for years, I did not play it cool with and did not end up with. And they're married with kids now.
Yeah, it's hard to, like, you're like not a normal human being if you decide that you're crushing on somebody.
Exactly. Crushing is creepy and crazy.
What kind of crazy shit are you doing?
Well, let's see. I think I'm just like enthusiastic. I'm like a golden retriever when we interact, and it's like too much. And so we've matched on the apps like a couple of times in life. And whenever we do, the second we match, I message right away and I'm like, oh, it's you. Like, my crush, we should do everything together. We should go for a hike. Let's
and then
go
she
kayaking.
Unmatches you? Like, how's it happened multiple times?
She doesn't unmatch me. She just, like, doesn't answer. She's, like, so apathetic. Like, you know, the standard for some women on the apps is, like, they're inundated. She's, like, she's a catch. And in Alaska, there's, like, 10 men for every woman. So I'm sure she's on the apps for like 5 minutes. She gets overwhelmed or inundated or picks the one that she wants and it's not me.
What's that fishing strategy that you use?
Snagging.
Yeah. Can't you snag? Can't you? If it's like fishing, there's 10 men, you know, there's 10 fishermen for every catch. Try to snag her, dude.
You would say that actually. Your technique with women is snagging. I always
go ahead, go on.
It's
Don't
true.
Embarrass me.
It's true. I've always admired it. You've always been able to go. It is exactly snagging. Snagging, audience members, is when you
I don't even remember what it is. So yeah,
it's when you cast like a heavy hook, a big heavy hook or multiple hooks into the water, and you just yank it through the water. And it's not about the fish biting the hook. It's about just the hook hitting the fish.
It's vicious.
It's very vicious. It's very like mean, and it's fighting dirty. It's like, so, a lot of people would say that's not fishing.
So this is what you say I do to date.
Well, here's the thing. It's aggressive. It's like you don't wait for them to initiate the bite.
Well, that is fucking dumb. You gotta call these women on the phone. Use a business intelligence software like Zoom Info to get their phone number and do and email address and initiate some type of, you know, drip campaign or you know, cold outreach effort.
Most recently, what I did was I moved to this small town that I know she lives in. Right. That's it. That was my strategy. I sold my condo and I moved to her town.
The literal most desperate game.
And then
we gotta make you sound good on here.
When I got to town, I saw her running.
Oh god. And then you started running. Right.
But again, I got too fucking like golden retriever puppy excited. And so I texted her immediately. I was like, I saw you running. I live in your town.
She didn't respond.
Let's hang out. No, she responded, but it's apathetic, man. It's like, hey, cool.
You have to do something that makes it to the town news or something. Like rob a bank. Or save a life.
Interesting. I'm trying to do that one. With
kill a bear.
Volunteer ambulance service. I'm trying to save a life. I think that would be cool.
Yeah. Is there a periodical for the town?
There is, but I've never looked at it.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody has.
Well, yeah, you got to study her. You know, you got to track, you got to follow her.
I think this is making it worse.
Follow her, study her habits, and do something nice for her, maybe.
Yeah, see, what's funny is, like, you're talking about fly fishing instead of snagging. You're talking about the most delicate, where you observe what the fish eats and what time of day and what kind of fly it is. And then you tie your own fly.
Stalking fishing.
Well, stalking ends with snagging, usually.
Oh, God. This episode is quickly going down the toilet.
Yeah.
Not down the toilet, but to the incriminating.
Yeah. For a second, I thought this would be a good podcast because then I could, like, posted on my social media and she'd click the link.
I think it's so funny, the idea that you're still possibly trying to use this to meet people.
Yeah, I'm gonna meet so many people through this.
Well, how can, okay, hold on. Let's see. Now we're having fun. I feel like episode 4, we finally feel a little more comfortable. Fuck the listeners, we're just having a little more fun. How can we
Well, I'll fuck the listeners, hopefully.
Right, that's the idea. How can we, like, okay, in an ideal world, like, what? I'll play along, dude. I'm a yes and guy. You know, I have some acting experience. So, like, what can we do to help you, like, be nice in this girl's eyes? You know what I mean? Like, should we make up some shit about how great you are and you'll post it and be like, this is me? Or
I gotta research what kind of men she dates historically. I have a hunch.
Research.
That goes, yeah.
Back to fly fishing.
I gotta hide in the bushes and see who's coming out of her house. Cause I got a hunch she's into like the best adventure athletes on earth. In which case, I'm fucked.
Are there like very handsome 6'3" chiseled, yes, dudes that live in your fucking small town in Alaska?
Yeah, I'd say about 65% of the people of the men in my small town in Alaska are old, disgusting, grizzled fishermen who have emphysema. And then 35% of the men in my town are the most elite mountain athletes on earth.
But you're like trying to be one of them. It's funny, you're like could have gone either way.
It's
You got a
true.
good beard, you know, you're in getting in shape. You gotta lift some fucking weights, dude.
I know. I think about you often when I go for runs and I'm just like, my little T-Rex arms are flapping in the wind.
You gotta do some push-ups.
I know.
Push and pull. That's it. Push-ups and pulls.
I own a pull-up bar and I own a floor, but I don't do either of those things.
Yeah. Well, you'll do that and you'll become desirable. You also are in the real estate game, let's be real.
I'm out of it. I sold my way out of
But
it.
that's it, and then you can get your net, and then you're gonna get your next one, dude. They want you to
Hopefully.
borrow more money at the bank so that you can buy a bigger thing.
I was talking to one of our friends yesterday on the phone, and he recommended that I just start in the friend zone, that I like dip my toes.
That
I
person is a
think
fucking idiot.
what he was recommending essentially was like not snagging, not fly fishing, but I go to the pond and just throw some breadcrumbs in there.
Right. Or like
With
swim. He's recommending that you drown yourself and then just try to like sit near the fish. Which friend said that?
the most Moroccan friend we've got. Who does
He's a
well?
nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a nice one, but I don't know, dude. Why don't you? Here's what I would do. You know what? I would be like, the next time you corner her in a conversation, I'd be like, so listen, like, I'm obviously expressing interest in you. Do you feel not like, do you have no interest in trying to explore this with me? Because, you know, I think I'm a great guy and I think, you know, I got a good sense about you and I want to see if we can click.
That's snagging.
That's snagging. Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah, you've always been great at that. I've always admired it. I've watched you snag. I've watched you corner women, and
No,
it's worked.
Josh, come on. Don't say that I'm cornering people. It's not cool. It's not cool. It's just being direct and honest. Okay.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for bringing up the game and saying that you corner women. You do it in a way where they consent to your company.
Again, it feels a little like
That's not good.
I'm in a committed relationship, folks, and I have never done anything bad at all. And
It's true. He's a great guy, but his
thanks.
strategy is very assertive.
At least, yes, it's assertive.
Yeah.
But I think people
But
admire,
my,
I think women admire that, especially in
I
today's
agree.
day and age.
I don't have it in me. I'll try it. It's you know what? It's the it's so black and white. I live in the gray, and that one's black and white. It's like either it works or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, that's the only person I have a crush on.
Right. Well, yeah, I wonder. It's like, but you also are devoting so many fucking sad bits of energy and hours to crushing and thinking about it, which is cool. Like, sometimes it is fun to have a crush. You like go to bed thinking about them,
I
or
love that shit. I'd almost
yeah.
rather have the crush than a yes or a no.
See, now what we've arrived at, listeners, is that he is a romantic. And
Yeah.
he, yeah, you're a hopeless romantic, and some that is sweet. There's somebody out there for you. Now, this chick, she wants a chiseled, grizzled emphysema fisherman. Maybe that's the problem. Like, you don't have enough emphysema for her. Like, imagine you saw a 65-year-old man exiting her apartment. He's like coughing up blood and shit, but he's got like meaty hands because he can, you know, skin a fish alive or something like that.
I hope to God it's that, because that's so much easier to train for than a mountain
Right.
athlete.
Right. It's a mountain athlete or pack a day and just fishing. You'd rather go the other way if you could.
Yeah,
If you could guarantee that you would find somebody, like settle down with this girl, for instance, right? Would you give up all these fucking healthy habits that you're doing just so that Like, because that is also another pillar of your life, like settling down with this woman or somebody else.
It's a really good question because it brings me so much joy to do those things. But the romantic in me is like, maybe I would just be so happy to like catch this crush that like it's worth a diabetes foot and a collapsed lung.
Well, he's a romantic, ladies. He's willing to go. He's willing to lose a foot for you, for your affection. I think that's a great place to be, Josh. But see, that's the problem, though. That's why being direct is good, because you don't waste any fucking time. Like, if she's looking for, whatever, right? You'll know.
Well, that's another thing, man. It's like, first of all, I've wasted years and I can acknowledge that. Like, I could have struck years ago if it mattered to me, or it does matter to me, but like if I were assertive. But also, I saw her on the apps the other day.
Meaning what? Oh, you saw
Meaning,
her on the app. See, she's out there, you're saying.
she's been out there.
Right.
What's
There's
that mean?
something's not clicking. I wonder what it is. Maybe she's gay.
She's not gay.
All right.
You've met her.
Oh. Okay. Like
Do you know who it
briefly.
was?
Yeah. No, I
Yeah.
guess I know who you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. Very briefly, yeah.
And is there, I got another idea for you. Because this person's Jewish and there's not too many Jews. What?
We might as well use names at this point.
Why? What do you mean?
In our town, it's me and her.
But who's the fuck? Who's going to know that? And who in your town is listening? Like, you're so,
I'm
I thought you
sending
wanted her
this
to
up.
know we were talking about it.
Yeah, let's use names.
I mean, you've been, maybe, yeah. I don't
Right, what
know.
were we gonna say?
Well, I was going to say, why don't you open a Chabad in the town?
Our Moroccan friend said the same fucking thing.
Yeah, you start some Jewish life there. It'll be impossible for her to not show up at
It's not
least
like
once a
that.
year.
I did this years ago when she and I worked together in an adventure outdoor type of environment. I found out one way or another that she was. I was like, oh, that last name. Are you
Right.
a Jew? And she was like, I guess. And it was like clear that she didn't grow up with it. She doesn't care at all about it. And I think I'm like way laying the Jew thing on too thick.
Maybe that's also the problem.
I think that is the problem. Like, she sees my social media. She sees my like Israeli political posts when I'm triggered. She sees my like
Sees
little
your Jew last name. You're
my Jew
already.
last name.
You're already at a deficit.
Exactly. I'm doing this like uncool Jew thing, and I'm leaning into it because I'm excited about it. Like, she's the only other one, and she's like, "Ew, stop! Like, that's dorky."
Right. And you can't become Muslim, not because your family or whatever, but just because she probably isn't into that either.
I don't know. She might be into a mountain Muslim.
A mountain Muslim. Their beards are bigger and better.
Yeah.
Right. And they get up earlier even than you. They gotta pray at 5 a.m. Maybe
I
you're not religious enough. I'm just spitballing here.
don't think it's that.
Okay, well, wait a minute. So, right. So if she's not into the religious, the Jewish thing, like, what are they into, man? Just sports and adventure
Yeah, they're
out.
just like a mountain athlete, or they're like all things outdoors,
So
but they're better.
you have to risk your life, actually,
Yeah.
and have that be in the news somehow for her to pay attention to
Yeah, I think I'd have to do like a Coast Guard level rescue, like a jump
be
into.
rescued. But also there's a risk there because it's like you're dumb also and couldn't get out of it yourself.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be rescued. That doesn't look good.
You
I
need to
have friends.
kill a bear with your bare hands.
Maybe I need to bring her meat. I think I need to bring her a carcass of moose or something.
And just be shirtless and have blood on your chest and just drop it at her door.
Yeah, I feel like what's not working is me being a Jewish intellectual CCO in this small town of fishermen and mountain men.
What's a CCO?
Chief Clinical Officer.
Ugh.
But it's also Chief Compliance Officer, but I'm not that. I just learned that recently.
Chief Commercial Officer too. Depends.
Interesting.
What's funny is you don't even enjoy nature or adventure. You're just out there to prove that you're not a nerdy Jew. And
100%. It's the
it's
same
been
as this
30 years of
podcast.
this.
I don't enjoy this podcast. I'm just out there to perform something for others to
Right.
see.
Well, so we got to get you off the nerdy Jew thing.
I've devoted my life to being off the nerdy Jew thing.
Why do you think it is? Because your family are nerdy Jews.
Well, there you go. I mean, I just think
It's classic younger brother bullshit, dude.
I knew you were gonna say that. I just think I grew up with an education that was like Jews are victims. Jews are mostly Ashkenazi and sickly, and they have asthma and allergies, and they become accountants and lawyers. And I thought, wow, what a meek bunch of loser bitches.
Well, this takes me back to why you should rob a bank. Yeah, here's an idea. The entire state of Israel and all the war and everything is because we just don't want to be seen as fucking meek. It's like kind of true. That's why they like
Kind of
go
true.
hard. Yeah.
Kind of real.
Because the problem is when we're seen as meek, they actually try to fucking exterminate us.
Yeah, no joke. This actually ties in to my only other crush, which is a digital relationship. I've never met this person in life and never will. But on social media, there's this right-wing extremist Zionist that I talk to every once in a while. And I tell her this all the time. She's like, "What are you doing in Alaska?" And I'm like, "I'm being the Jew that our grandparents weren't."
Right.
And she likes it. She likes that hard shit.
It's funny, like my grandparents survived the hot, like I always said that too. Like I've always said, I've always like Tisha B'Av, we fast in Judaism
Are you telling
because
this to me or to our audience? You're
I guess to
performing
the
too.
audience. I also might be telling it to you because who knows what you actually know. I know you know the
That's
main ones, but Tisha B'Av, we fast.
Shalach
We
Manot.
that's b incorrect. And Purim, dude. I know you know that. We fast on Tisha B'Av because the destruction of the temples. And my buddy is like, "You're not fasting?" I'm like, "I'm not a fucking bitch ass Jew, dude. I'm a Hashmonai, a Hashmonite Jew." A warrior Jew, bro, but I didn't serve in the IDF or anything. And he did. And he's a nerdy ass Jew. So I don't know, man. I don't know what to say. I don't remember what the point I was trying to make, but
Well, let's tie this into your masculinity YouTube videos. Do they talk about masculinity and Judaism? Because that's the
well,
worst kind of masculinity.
it's like Ben Shapiro. I get hit with some
Exactly.
of his videos sometimes.
It's Matis Yahu and Ben Shapiro. That's masculinity to a Jew.
Yeah. It's funny, like I mean the IDF, it's like the people aren't big. Do you know what I mean? They're like shaped like nerdy Jews. They just
Like they have
so
a concave chest cavity.
yeah, and they're all, like nobody I like in Israel, I'm literally like one of the taller guys. I'm one of the bigger guys. I like kill in jujitsu just because I'm the biggest guy in the room.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them are either real stick figures, like real little scraggly fellas, like which I see in a lot of like Arab terrorist footage too. Just like scrawny, like scraggly Middle Easterns. And then there's also these thick ones, like the Fauda type of people,
Yeah.
with just thick bald head, thick neck, don't
Yeah.
look like they can run a mile.
But all of them know how to use weapons, which is like the thing. Like they're like the Jews invested in, the nerdy understanding of weapons and kind of like tactics and all that shit.
Yeah.
All that is to say, I don't know, dude.
How's
I've
your
also
weapon?
I've also been trying to prove I'm not a nerdy Jew. Although I like playing chess, I also do jujitsu, which is like chess. But I also do jujitsu. I lift weights, try to be ready to fight at all times.
Let's think of all the things you do to counter Jewish stereotypes. You also do salsa dancing.
Right.
That's not Jewish.
Right. Just try to be able to move my hips.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you've ever seen videos of Haredi dancing, it's pretty monotonous.
Pretty bad.
So yeah, I do all that shit. But what did I want to say? My grandparents survived the Holocaust in the concentration camps. I
Which camp?
think they were both in Auschwitz at one point. My grandfather was in Mauthausen. Speaking of YouTube, I put both of their Spielberg testimonies on YouTube.
Oh, cool.
And it's my most viewed videos by far. My grandmother's video has more than 20,000 views.
What are your other YouTube
I make clips of movies that I can't, that I like are stuck in my brain, but I can't find on YouTube. So I'm at it.
videos?
It's a service.
Our cardiologist friend sent me one recently.
From me?
No, I was telling him about you. I was like, "Do you know that Max has one of these accounts that like tracks this?" And he didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I don't publicize it. It's just something I do for fun, usually in the winter. Okay.
Interesting.
Well, I don't, it's like takes like a little, it's also really bad quality, which I enjoy about it. I do like producing stuff that's bad quality. But yeah, my grandparents survived the Holocaust and they're like 5 foot tall and like survivors. Like, I feel like there's also like a little bit of like a cockroach mentality to the way that Jews function. Like, we have survived thousands and thousands of years, but it's not. It's usually not fighting, although it was in the time of the Maccabees, but I think that's the only one, right? Biblically, we really wrote ourselves to look much stronger than we kind of ended up being, right?
I love that you're comparing your survivor grandparents to cockroaches in a strength-based way.
Yeah, like we're survivors. And I feel that way about myself to some extent. Like, I feel like a lot of bad shit could happen and I would still eke out a little bit of an existence. You know what I mean? Like, they survived the Holocaust and it's not like they came over to New York and then started training fucking jujitsu, right? Like, they opened a deli, you know?
Yeah, they
And
like
like,
entered a capitalist system and did exactly what you need to do to thrive in the East Coast in America.
and they kept a low profile. Well, I don't know. They also did like Jewish organizations and stuff. I'm not really sure what their kind of mentality was, but it's interesting that I think about it a lot because I wonder what they'd say now, you know, after October 7th, a lot of people were afraid. Like, I remember Hanukkah. I'll remember this forever, right? Hanukkah after October 7th, everyone, including my mother in her fucking Jewish suburb, were afraid to put Chanukiah in their window.
I don't know, man. That's actually interesting to me. My parents put up a
Insisted on doing it.
flag.
Yeah.
They put up a flag on their front porch that was both Israeli and American.
You know, my
And
mom's alone, the grandchild comes over, so like, I don't know, you know? It's like one of these things I've thought about, and it's just like, you know, is it better to keep a low profile and survive, or is it better to go down but loudly? You know what I mean? And it makes me think about the Holocaust a lot.
yeah, it's interesting. My parents waved a flag, and when I came home for Thanksgiving, I remember being fearful for them. I was like, yo, take that down and shut your mouths. Like,
Right.
be careful.
But it puts a target on your door. I mean, people were thinking about their mezuzahs, you know?
Right. Meanwhile, up here, I was like, arming myself and like waving the flag and telling everybody, hey, I'm Jewish, but it's like much
Right.
less of a security threat to me up here in Alaska than it is to you Philadelphia burbs.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff, you know. My synagogue just had a swastika painted on it. My
I know.
childhood
By the way,
synagogue.
shouldn't you be at synagogue? Am I taking your prayer time?
No, I'm not near that synagogue. I'm not going there today. I did have half a mind to try to go see what the rabbi says. Like, I like he's a new rabbi, so I like kind of like seeing what he comes up with. You know what I mean? Just to test his ass.
This is not the synagogue where our classmate is the rabbi.
Our classmate. No, it's not. No, I know who you're talking about. No, and I think he's the assistant rabbi there, so slow your roll.
Okay.
Imagine that she falls in love with him, your girl, like if he met her.
I don't know. I would cut my foot off.
You would
I would just.
assume diabetes in advance and just
That's
remove
right. I
your
would
foot.
develop it through my thoughts. I would manifest it in my heart.
Immediate beating.
You know what's weird is like I do snag some women, just not the ones I want.
By being assertive. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the problem with the crush. It's like it's consumed you and you don't function normally and confidently. Like at the end of the day, women want a confident man most of the
Yeah,
time.
I can be that for a random woman, even a random like hot
That's the
woman.
point. You've assigned too much of your own identity is wrapped up in this girl and what she thinks. You
Oh,
got to
yeah, you
figure out a
do.
way to dissociate that shit and then just like treat her like a stranger or something.
That's the game. We've come full circle, folks.
The game is not that. The game is negging women. It's bad. The game is like if you talk to her and you're like, well, your adventure gear isn't as good as mine. Like, yeah, you're like putting her down so that she feels kind of on her heels and then taking advantage of
Sure.
her feeling
But
like
the
shit.
grown-up version of that is I just perceive her as nobody and then act accordingly.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the grown-up version for everything, to be honest with you. I like I'm trying to sell stuff, and if I was intimidated by the level of people that I'm interacting with, I wouldn't be able to speak to them. And you know, something that my father always used to say rings true to me, which is everybody has to wipe their ass. And so
Why?
she, if you think about it, that girl shits and wipes her ass.
That's the coolest thing about her.
Right.
I love that about
Yeah. Well, you guys have that in common.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you should talk to her about.
We have so much in common.
Well, Josh, we're coming to a close here. Do you have any final words? Are you going to publish this one, you thinking, or no?
No. I mean, these are like
These are funny.
it's
I feel like
funny.
it'll be good when we have 50 of them. Like, I want
I
to have a
know
body of them.
you keep saying that. I think that's funniest for our friends. That's like so hilariously shocking to them that it's a good joke. I think for me, I might never post them. It could go either way because like they're so me and they're so vulnerable that like I don't want my staff, my employees, my clients to hear this shit in my small town. I don't know.
Well, you can always get emphysema and diabetes. Thanks, Josh. See ya.
Love you. Later.
Love ya.